Yeah, so we're looking at, talking about the group of Rav Shmuel Shapira. They used to go from the old city to the Sanhedrin, where today is Sanhedrin neighborhood. It's just a big forest then. And they used to be bullied all night from after Chatzot. First the Chatzot, they used to get up and go to the Kotel and cry there. Then afterward, until the morning, even in the snow and everything, they used to go to the Sanhedrin. Afterwards, in the morning, they used to gather together and walk together to Sheikh Jarrah. Sheikh Jarrah is right across the street. Who's there? Shimon HaTzadik. But it wasn't so nice like today. Today you have a heater in the winter. You have a mikveh.
Cold mikveh?
Yeah.
Mikveh?
Of course. It's open twice a day, even. It's open before Nates, till about an hour after Nates. And about half an hour, 45 minutes before Mincha time, before Shkia, until after Shkia. But it's cool. It's so cold, you have no idea how cold it is. It's like almost going, it's like the valley.
I don't know why it's natural.
It's not natural, it's water which is, the pipe comes outside, and when in the winter, it's outside, and it's sitting in a pool, and which is in the ground. So it's cold, standing water. Not moving, it's cold. Anyways, this is to go to Shimon HaTzadik, daven there, Vasikin. Yeah. Avraham Yaakov Goldreich, which is he was one of the Hasidim of the Blessed Lovers, used to get the key from the Gabbai there. It was a Karolina Hasid. And in daven Shacharis, which we said took about 5-6 hours. Yeah, and in the corner they had a primus. A primus is, you know, the gas.
A gasoline stove.
The gasoline stove, a little thing. They used to make a heat of water and. Used to make with a black coffee with a bit of sugar. Why? Why did they have this? Because the bread they ate was so hard they couldn't eat it. So they had to soften it with something. So they softened it with black coffee. Right? There was a feeling there that the only reason is bread, so you can make a bracha and wash and make a bracha. Neyamotzi. Right? But what was the bread? It was a piece of dried bread. Anyways, there's nothing in the country. Yeah. And that's what Shmuel ate the whole day. This piece of dried bread. So he's talking about before 1948. Mm-hmm. After he ate, Rav Shmuel used to sit and learn Gemara. Right? All day he used to sit and learn Gemara in Ve'iyun. After he worked all night. Most of the guys used to go and rest a little bit after the davening. Listen, they davened, they were up from Chatzot. They davened a few hours. You know how much energy they put out a few hours? Besides the Bodedut, besides Tzimu Chatzot, they davened a few hours Shachris. And then they sit and learn again. They used to rest. Well, Shmuel, sometimes the rest, but not. Years later, Yosef Meir Weingut, he said, that sometimes they used to go back, they used to sleep in the Shtiblach, in the old city where the breast of Shtiblach was, and then, yeah. Yeah, and then when they used to, in the old city, they used to eat. What did they used to eat? Let's see what they used to eat in the old city when they, after the years of Shimon HaTzadik, they started having in the old city. Let's see what they eat.
So this is after the war and before 48.
Yeah. No, during the war and before 48.
During the war.
Yeah. Nachum Bullstein, Shlita. Yeah. You know him, right? The Moshe's son. He was 10 years old. He said, one day I didn't go to Cheder. I went to the shul. And I saw Shmuel Shapira and Rav Rubinstein, Chatzal, and Rav Goldreich, and Rav Nachman, all the ladies in there, they were getting preparing for bread. So, on the table, there was a piece of bread, a loaf of bread, and a bottle of water, which was drawn from the well right outside. And he saw me, he called me, and he gave me a little piece, go buy me some peanuts. Oh, I went down and I bought him peanuts. How many peanuts? Bought a few peanuts. And he gave each Oved two peanuts. And he said for the kid he gave only one. He said, I'm sorry, it's not enough. So Nachman says, oh, that's how they used to serve Hashem. You used to eat a piece of bread with peanuts all day and a cup of water.
Today, if you don't get two handfuls of peanuts, people complain.
Exactly.
And they have your candy peanuts.
What?
And they have your candy peanuts yet.
Okay. Then came along 1948. Tavshin Chet. And there was a siege. People in the old city had knew nothing. Anyone who lived in the old city was all Kedusha. They all wanted only Hashem. It wasn't like here, there was a new city and everything. The old city, like Mea Shearim today, completely isolated. Yeah? And people were okay also with the Arabs and everything until all the undergrounds. When the underground began, the Arabs began also lifting up their heads. Yes, that's how it was. Some Arabs spoke Yiddish and Ladino, you know that? Some Arabs spoke Yiddish and Ladino because the Jews who lived there were Sfaradim who spoke Ladino, Ashkenazim who spoke Yiddish.
And Rav Halberstam Tzal, he knew perfect Arabic.
Which Halberstam Tzanz?
Tzanz? From Ada, who lived on Chokhoel.
Yeah, he spoke Arabic because he had friends. That's how it was, they were friendly with the Arabs.
All that generation, they spoke fluent Arabic.
Once yeah, that's what he said there. Most of the Jews in the old city spoke also Arabic. Yeah. The night of Yud Zayin Kislev, 1948, changed the picture completely. Yeah, what happened? They decided, it's called Chavtet B'November. And the 29th of November, it's called.
November 29th?
Yeah.
My birthday.
Oh my gosh.
1953.
Apo Hashem, it wasn't at least the year that they declared the state.
Younger than I am, he's youngster.
He is? You're more than 60.
I'm almost 67.
What?
Shavua Achei Pesach, I'm 67.
You don't see him at all. Shinai Nara.
Amen.
Shinai Briyud Etana, Adna Vesrim.
Amen.
Straight mind.
Manana.
I don't know, you're youngster relative.
I hit 60.
You hit 60, it's close to 70. Ezra won't say anything.
Before the underground started, all that started, the Jews in the old city and the Arabs, they were getting along okay.
Yeah.
There's no problem.
No problem.
The Zionists started the problem.
Of course. Also the massacre that happened in 1929. Anyways, what happened in Yud Zayin Kislev, November 1947, the decided that there will be two states, two nations. You know that? You heard the history? You know that?
They're still deciding that.
They're still working. They're still trying to get rid of Israel.
They're still
64, 65 years
ago. Remember, Zionism is racism in what, 74, 75?
The underground was against the British, no? The underground was...
Both. It was against the Arabs and against the British. Right after they declared that this, it became a lot of problems with the Arabs. Amash. They were shooting at Jews and anyways, it was Balagan. Now, in those days, also in Yerushalayim, everything was like that. And the Arabs started showing a lot of stuff and Jews started moving in close to each other to live more together.
Didn't the Jews accept the solution and the Arabs did not accept it?
It's true.
Still the same war.
Still the same thing.
Yeah.
And the Arabs are still throwing rocks.
No.
You know, remember bus number 2 that used to be here until a few months ago? Remember bus number 2? Zal? Now, you know how ancient that line is? That line is at least 80 years old. 80 years old, the same line. bus number two. Yeah. But they changed it now. That was number three. So I want to tell you. Also, then there was a bus. There wasn't Eged in those days. Eged is a kopalativ. It's a gathering. Eged is a gathering. Gathering of many, many companies that they were. In those days, there were a few companies here, a few companies here. And then one guy decided, let's make a monopoly over the whole country and make Eged. Then Baruch Hashem, they broke it up. And each city had its own. Right? So anyways, there was a bus company called HaMekasher, the connector. Now, bus number two is to connect the people from the old city to the new city. But the Arabs started causing problems, and eventually they couldn't even go in and out. There was a siege. You couldn't go in and out from the old city because by foot you got shot or stabbed.
You see, Arabs here don't have Masora, you know. It's not like they're doing anything new.
Yeah, it's true, but it all depends on us.
Masora.
No, they threw a rock at a 2-year-old on my street.
Yeah. Okay, Galileo. Anyways, we'll continue tomorrow.